on the day that you were born. Well, that was your first day here on earth, but not your first full day. Your first full day would be the next day when you woke up and you began your first full day here on the planet earth. Yesterday was my 64th birthday, which means that that today is my first full day of my 65th year here on earth. It's later than we think. You know, we have our birthday and we think, okay, I'm 64. But in reality, we're already using up time from our 65th year. And I am on my 65th trip around the sun. Which leads to the thing that man has always lived in fear of. The Bible says man has always lived in fear of death. But Christ has removed the sting of death. And I know that I heard used to tell this story years ago about a little boy who was allergic to bees, and he had gotten bee stung before, and if a bee stung him, he'd swell up, and it was really scary for him because he was allergic. And so much so that a bee came near this little boy, and his daddy was there. The daddy, who was not allergic to bees, saw this bee flying near his son, and he reached out in his left hand and just swarped at that bee, but he didn't swat it away because it could come back, so he just grabbed it inside his palm. And of course, the bee stung him in the palm of his hand. And after it stung him, he opened up his hand and let the bee fly away. And the little boy started crying again and said, "Daddy," he said, "Daddy, the bee." And the daddy looked at the boy and said, "It's okay, son. The bee stung me, and now his stinger is gone, and he can't hurt you anymore." I love that story. And the cool thing is, that's what Christ did for us. He removed the sting of death. That is the fear of the second death. You know, the thing that's the unknown. It's the unknowns. And I've never liked pain. I've always, you know, tried to avoid putting myself in circumstances that I know is going to lead me to suffer if it's unnecessary suffering, for sure. But we don't have to fear the second death. There is therefore no more death. The Word of God teaches that for those who have accepted Christ, who have died to self already, and that's how we come to Christ, is we, you know, we die to self. We say, "Lord, I confess my sins before you, and I yield my life now to you. You, Lord, are now, I'm giving over freely control of my life, that which remains, to you. I am yours." And that's what makes him Lord or owner. You know, he of course made us, and he is our creator God, and we answer to him no matter what. But this is a special relationship in which the creation comes back to the creator and submits and says, I want you. I'm answering your call, your invitation to grace, and I want that. And so I surrender myself to you. I confess my sins. I agree with you that I'm sinful and I'm have no hope without you. And when we do that, the Bible says we pass. When Jesus comes, forgives us of our sin, and when the eternal invades our body, the Bible says we have passed from death to life. That right now we are the sons of God, and right now we are possessors of eternal life, and there is therefore no more death. No more fear of death. The sting is gone. And one of these days, of course, sweet, sweet day, we are told that there will be no more death in that land that we're headed toward. And that excites me. Because I look around and I see people that we love, and I see people that I love having, they're losing children, people that are losing, their spouses, people that are losing their parents, and it's sad to be that, to have that temporary separation. And I'm here to declare to you that our God is the God of no more when it comes to death. He has abolished death. And for those that know Him, well, our inheritance is life. And we are possessors of it. And the sting is gone. And we can look forward to a land where death will never bug us again. Never separate us again. Never, never again. Because Jesus said, there'll be no more death. May God bless you. Have a good day.